Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Saturday, August 10th, about 2:15 in the morning. Woo! Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. As you know, I have broken feet, so I am sitting in the pool with my feet in the water, or sitting on the edge of the pool with my feet in the water. And my mind's been racing for the last couple hours since I can't sleep, so I thought, what the heck? I haven't done one of these for a little bit anyways. Some things in the market, I don't know if it's changed or not, but seems that we've hit a little rough patch right after the beginning of the month. We've actually had a down week this week. Is it anything dramatic? I don't know. There's a lot of people out there calling for it. Did you hear Mark Faber? Is it Faber? I don't know. We'll just go with Faber. Mark Faber, Dr. Gloom, Mr. Gloom, Mr. Gloom and Doom, or Mr. Doom, Dr. Doom? I don't know what they call him. Something like that. Mr. Bad News. Anyways, he's predicting a 1987 style crash. And I can't remember what network I was watching earlier today when they were showing a comparison of this stock market to 1987, all the parallels. How many times have we seen that? Take a look at the 1930s compared to the 2000s, or and they'll draw a graph and it'll kind of look somewhere similar with some certain degree of correlation, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's like looking at the stars, or no, looking at clouds and finding animals in the clouds, right? Is it an alligator or is it a crocodile or an elephant? Anyways, I think you see what you want to see when you look at charts. But as you know, I'm in cash. So, I still think we're going to have a correction. I've been wrong so far. And the correction that we had in May was pretty mild. Maybe this one will be mild as well, down to the 50-day or whatever. I don't know. But there are some people out there calling for a correction. And on the other hand, there's some folks that probably be quick to come in and buy any dip. I mean, especially as we get close to the 50-day moving average, right? Don't you think? I do. But August and September can be kind of rocky historically for the market. I don't feel bad being in cash. I mean, I feel bad that I missed the run-up in the market. You know, I heard somebody else made a comment today that, if you get 25% gains in the year, or 20 to 25% returns in a year, you should probably go to cash anyways, right? It's a pretty good year, and you're not likely to get much more. So I think they said especially 25%. It's like, cash out, wait for next time, wait for next year. Kind of makes sense, right? Because I think we've seen, at least heading into some summers, where we've had a big market rally in the winter and spring, and then give a lot of it back, or even go negative in the summer, and then kind of recover in the fall and around Christmas time, right? So, I don't know. History is a funny thing, right? You can learn a lot from history, but a lot of times, if you try to apply what happened historically to what's happening now, it doesn't exactly match. And it's hard to play. I mean, I guess if it was easy to do, we'd all be billionaires. We'd be in the billionaire club. That's right. Anyways, I'm a little punchy because I'm tired. Tired and I can't sleep. Hey, did you see the Dodger game today? I turned it off. I gave up. It was 6-0 Rays at Dodger Stadium. And Mattingly had his Mendoza line hitters in there. You know, the Schumachers, the Puntos, Hairston. Fedorovich. And when those guys are in the lineup, you figure they're not going to get a lot of hits, right? Or at least it's not going to be, not going to be the highest scoring game of the year. But I turned it off when it was 6-0, and I get this email saying, wow, from one of my buddies, and I went and took a look at the box score. 4 runs in the bottom of the ninth, and they won 7-6, and it was a walk-off. While a walk-off error, really, from the pitcher trying to throw to second or whatever he was trying to do. Fernando Rodney. Used to be my fantasy closer in baseball a few years ago when he was on Detroit. Anyways, amazing finish. Kind of get the feeling that, maybe it's the Dodgers' year. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but, you get these kind of wins. It's just amazing. I don't really want to talk baseball, but that was just an incredible win. Dodgers stormed the field after the win, and everybody's happy when things are going well, kind of like the stock market. All right, hey, that's it for now. I don't even know if I'm going to publish this. I'm going to listen to it and see what it sounds like. All right, hey, thanks for listening. I hope you're having a great one. See ya.